earlier on in the week, I caught up with Mark Harding. He's been on the show before. He's from Ron Jovi, and they're a tribute to Bon Jovi, and they're gracing Chester with their presence next Saturday, the 25th of November, and playing down at Alexander's Live. Hi, Mark. Great to have you back on the show.
Hi, great to be back. Hope you're all good.
Yeah, I'm all good. Thank you very much. So, firstly, I read this. Ron Jovi are the best Bon Jovi tribute band in the world. So, I want to know the story behind the band. What led you to receive such a great review?
Well, I mean, we started off... Next year is actually our 10-year anniversary.
Oh,
so about 9 years ago, we started off. I put the band together, meeting people across the, from around the internet, really.
Cool.
And with a couple of friends along the way, and since then we've just been working extremely hard.
Yeah.
We've had like a lot of great feedback from people, as well as quotes like that. Even been thanked by the actual original guitarist Richie Sambora as
amazing.
Well.
Amazing!
Must be doing something right.
Yeah, definitely. You've definitely gone from strength to strength as well over the years, haven't you?
Yeah.
That review that I just read about you being the best in the world was from tribute band expert and TV celebrity Justin Lee Collins, which is amazing as well. And
yeah.
In 2022, you were crowned the best tribute artist. Amazing achievements. I think that was at the National Entertainment Awards, was it? Which is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I mean, they did several sort of like regional competitions, and we won our region. I think it was north of England, I think we won.
Uh-huh.
And then that put us into the grand final with some other great acts from around the country, and yeah, was lucky enough to win that.
So good, so good. I'm proud of you, I am. So what's in store for your set at Alexander's Live next Saturday, and are you looking forward to going back?
Oh, we always love going back to Alexander's because it's a great intimate venue and
yeah,
the audience there are fantastic and everybody looks after us so well.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've been there a few times over the years.
Yeah.
And same with any of our shows, we always like to mix it up a bit. So you'll obviously get your greatest hits and all the ones you expect to hear.
Yeah.
But we'll be putting in a few sort of like different ones for some of the more diehard fans.
Brilliant.
But, even the band don't probably play live. So,
yeah, that's good. That's good. Well, I was going to say as well, the fact that Jamie Northrup keeps asking you back, you must be good because, you know, he wouldn't ask you back if you weren't. So I also read that Ron Jovi features some of the UK's finest professional musicians with a set list crammed full of sing-along anthems, live favourites and rarities. Tell us about your bandmates then. Who do you share the stage with?
Well, to be fair now, like when we put that sort of quote together, or that biography, we was all working in different fields and things like that, and now this is our full-time job.
Oh, is it? That's cool.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So, but we got, the singer is Ali. He's won loads of competitions around the world with his vocals, and is great front man.
Yeah.
We've got John Paul, who plays keyboards with us, and he's worked with numerous bands.
Cool.
James, on bass, has worked with some really top musicians in his time and opened for, like, the real Guns N' Roses, played with Mott the Hoople and bands like that. And then Alex, who's the youngest, is on drums, and he's worked with various musicians around the country.
Mm-hmm.
But we've all worked in this field for a while now, and I think me and Jim probably have the biggest CV, but we've been around a bit longer.
But you're all seasoned, I think the word is. Seasoned musicians.
It certainly feels like it, yeah.
Yeah. So, I also read that audiences are guaranteed the ultimate Bon Jovi tribute show. Where can you be found online as a taster to what people can expect on the 25th?
So the best place at the minute is to check us out. If you want to see footage, is go onto YouTube.
Yeah.
But we've got videos on our official website, which is www.ronjovi.com, and the same name, Ron Jovi, on Instagram. Unfortunately, we've had a little bit of an issue recently with Facebook. Our Facebook page has been down for the majority of the year.
Oh, yeah, I did look you up, actually.
Yeah, it's been a big thing in the news recently.
Yeah.
A lot of tribute acts have had their pages take it, and we like you just can't get up with anybody, so we're trying hard to get it back, but luckily there's a I believe it's what they call a group page on Facebook called Ron Jovi Nationwide.
Oh good, that's
people
that's
can
good.
Follow us on there and join in conversations there.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, lastly, I read this. Ron Jovi managed to make clubs, theatres and halls feel like stadiums and arenas, leaving audiences amazed. If you want one wild night with the most exciting tribute act on the planet, Ron Jovi is the perfect band for you. So people really need to book their tickets, don't they?
Absolutely. You know, like I say, it's always going to be a good night, and it's going to be completely different for anybody that's seen us before.
Brilliant.
And, yeah, we love going to the venue, and we'll put on best possible show that we can.
Chester welcomes you. It's been lovely catching up, Mark. Have an amazing gig at Alexander's Live next Saturday. All the very best for the Christmas season and into 2024 as well.
Yeah, have a great Christmas and Happy New Year, and thanks for having me.
You too. Thanks, Mark. That was Mark Harding from Ron Jovi, who are coming to Chester and playing down at Alexander's Live next Saturday, the 25th of November. And I can't go without playing my absolute favourite song of Bon Jovi's, Gotta Be Done, Living on a Prayer, as a teaser to their gig next Saturday. Enjoy. Help sing along to that, can you? If that hasn't teased you to go along to Ron Jovi's gig down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester next Saturday the 25th of November, I don't know what will. All you've got to do to book tickets is head over to alexanderslive.com.